Well, the Heart of the Warrior weekend is the from the 6th through the 9th of June. It starts, you know, in the evening around dinner time, 5 or 6 in the afternoon on Thursday, June 6th, and it heads throughout the weekend. We've got one talk on Thursday night, a few talks on Friday, a few talks on Saturday, and a couple Sunday morning. And by noon, everyone's gone and out of there. It takes place at the UP Bible Camp in Little Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the fourth year that we've been doing it. And it's based on a book written by John Eldridge called Wild at Heart. And John's premise in the book is that, you know, as men grow up, we're wounded. We're wounded by our fathers. We're wounded sometimes by our mothers. We're wounded sometimes by our kids. And we also, if we don't deal with those wounds, tend to wound other people.
Mm.
And it really helps us identify what those wounds are and be able to forgive the people that have wounded us and move forward in our lives.
You mentioned this is the fourth year, so it's obviously been fairly successful with folks getting involved with it. But this, where did the original idea come from to do this?
Well, there's a computer professor up at Michigan Tech named Dave Popolowski.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was part of a program very similar to this downstate in Lake City called Hearts Alive and Free. And he connected with a couple people from Grand Rapids. They actually helped kind of run the program.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from Go the Distance Ministries down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come up and they'll run the 11 sessions. And it's kind of a interaction with some video, clips from different movies, how different things are, happen in our lives. And the other part of it is that we all have a Kevin Miles and Neil Armstrong, not Neil Armstrong, the astronaut.
Okay.
But Kevin Miles and Neil Armstrong come up from the Grand Rapids area, and they help run the program. And they also take a look at the fact that men are built for an adventure. And one of the things that that we do during the weekend is, you know, we have these talks with some, you know, videos and movie clips. And then after that, there's 30 minutes to 45 minutes of quiet time for meditation to really think about the message that we just heard. And then after that, there are all kinds of great activities at UP Bible Camp. There's a ropes course. There is a zip line. There's a climbing wall. There's archery and riflery and a shotgun with skeet. And there's a lake so you can canoe, kayak, or fish. So there's a lot of, you know, opportunities for the adventure piece to also fit in during the weekend.
Is wound the right word? Is it too strong, or is it just a way to look at this as something that has influenced them, the way they act, and now this is an opportunity to find a center that allows them to heal from that?
I think that's probably the best way to present it.
Mm-hmm.
Wound might be strong, and oftentimes we don't even know how we've been wounded.
Right.
We just know that something has happened to us. Maybe, you know, we go through life being angry or upset, but don't really know what's upsetting us. And this is a weekend to kind of take a look at ourselves, look inside of ourselves, kind of examine our lives and see, you know, what has happened and why am I the way I am?
Yeah.
And, you know, how can I be a better man, a better father, and a better husband?
We talk about this as a men's retreat. Who's it for, though? I mean, are you looking for all ages of men? You know, like, I'm assuming you're getting to a certain point in life, married, children maybe, or so on and so forth. But, you know, it's kind of, is the door open pretty much for any of men that might be seeking this?
Yeah, it's open for all ages of men. In fact, last year there were a couple of men and their sons that came.
Mm.
I don't always recommend, you know, I wouldn't often recommend that because sometimes the men have wounded their sons or the sons maybe have wounded their fathers.
Sure.
Because that happens too. But really it's of all ages. And we had men of all ages from late teens, early 20s, all the way into, you know, guys in their 70s.
So if someone is listening this morning, they want to find out more, they want to take part in this this men's retreat, how can they do it?
They can look online, and they can go to the website heartofthewarrior-upmi.org. Heart of the Warrior is all one word, -upmi.org.
And is there a registration deadline, or just kind of try to get it done as soon as possible if you want to do it?
The registration deadline is really about a week before it happens. So probably by about the end of May, first part of June would be great, because we've got to give numbers to the camp so they can, you know, get things ready for us.
You know, you mentioned that this is 4 years in now, or this is the fourth year that you're trying it, and you've been involved with this. There's probably some very, very, and I think participants should be ready for this, some very profound moments of maybe some understanding and self-discovery in this particular event, isn't there?
Yes, there are. You know, as you go through the first day, maybe first 2 days,
Because we men can be stubborn, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't open the door always.
No, and that's something that happens. You know, I think that this weekend opens the door to your heart and allows you to heal and allows you to be really a better man, a better husband, better father, a better person.
Again, for folks that want to find out more, what is the website?
It's heartofthewarrior-upmi.org. Heart of the Warrior, one word, heartofthewarrior-upmi.org.